Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Senator Charles Grassley. This is part two of a two-part interview. Do you have any remarks about the State of the Union?
Sure. It was a very presidential speech, so that's very much a positive. But it didn't do much to solve the problems confronting this nation. For instance, you know, Obamacare is a big drag on the economy. All he did was praise that and didn't suggest any changes. He did have job retraining. I agree with him on that. Another thing I agreed on was trade promotion authority so we can export more of our products. But so many of the things that he talks about is more government regulation and higher taxes and higher costs of doing business, things that retard, you know, job creation. And this speech should have been more about jobs, jobs, jobs.
All right, and going along with the jobs, there has been some talk about raising the minimum wage to $10.10. What's your view on this?
Well, we've had 23 increases since 1938. I've been in Congress about half that time. I don't know how many I've voted on. I probably voted for some and against some, and I tend to vote against it if it doesn't have some relief in it for mom-and-pa operations, because that's where a lot of the low-income people, minimum-wage people, work. And if you don't have some help from small business, you tend to make it more difficult for them to hire as you raise the minimum wage. And so you don't create jobs that you want to create when you have 7% unemployment like we have right now. So I don't know how I'll vote on it. Well, the way it was presented to the Senate, I would vote no because it doesn't have that help for mom and pa operations in it. But then there may be some sort of a compromise that would permit my voting for it if it has some offsets.
All right. And also, people are currently looking at going to apply for service academy positions. Do you have any remarks regarding this?
Yeah. Well, we made our announcements last November, December. I nominate, instead of nominating one person, which I can under the law, and they'd have to take that person, I nominate 10 because I don't want it to look like there's any political affiliation or help to some friend of mine or some political contributor of mine. So I let the academies make the last choice, and we're announcing from time to time the number of or the people that the academy finally accept. I get a lot of thank yous from young people that have been accepted, or a lot of times I get thank yous from people that don't get accepted. Right now, I would suggest to people that want to go starting July 2015, so they would be in their junior class, just write me a letter right now saying they're interested in going to a military academy, which ones they're interested in going to, their priority, and then that starts the process going, and all they got to do is fill out the forms we send them and get the recommendations that they have and close their file with me by October the 1st, and to work through a young lady I have on my staff by the name of Danielle in Cedar Rapids, who does the paperwork on this, and keep in touch with her, and then we'll announce this winter, sometime between Thanksgiving and Christmas, who we're going to pick for July 2014. Every year, we have outstanding young Iowans being accepted into the service academies, and I get the impression after doing this for 30 or more years that generally the academies are very positive about people from the Midwest, and particularly the states of Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Senator Charles Grassley. This is part two of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.